HarperCollins presents The Silk Code by Deborah Swift, read by Ailey Beaton. Part 1. Chapter 1. Scotland, February 1943. Nancy blew her nose. Tears would be no use for what lay ahead. They'd no telephone at the manse, and the public one was miles away. So she'd have to walk over to Stranraven House to have it out with Andrew. Now Kitty had told her the truth, she'd have to confront him in person, while she was still angry enough to want to see him squirm. She guessed he'd try to talk her round, and the thought of this unsavoury conversation filled her with dread. The weather was still foul, so she pulled her knitted beret further down over her wavy hair and buttoned up her mackintosh, as she trudged across the fields. Stranraven House was a large granite building sunk in the valley, beneath the scree and the pines. Before today, its stark, turreted outline had always given her a kind of romantic pleasure. But now, she was furious that she would never dance a ceilidh in its great hall, or dine in its wood-panelled dining room. And Andrew's parents would be so hurt. She'd come to think of them as relations, and she liked them both, his slightly scatty mother and his old school father. Andrew's new motor car, a Humber, his pride and joy, was parked outside on the drive. He was definitely in. She wondered bitterly if Audrey had been treated to his little tour of the nearby lochs and glens in his new toy, just as she had. Whether they had kissed in their favourite picnic spot next to Loch Earn. The thought refuelled her anger as she marched across the field in her Wellington boots, not caring as she squelched through the mud, her hair whipping across her face as it escaped her hat. Up past the staring herd of Highland cows, feet scrunching up the gravel to the front door. She tugged hard on the bell pull, hearing it clang inside the door. Mrs. Havers, the housekeeper, opened it. The familiarity of the hall, with its ticking grandfather clock, almost derailed her resolve.
"Ah, Nancy, how are you, my dear?"
Mrs. Havers smiled benignly at her, as if she were still 5 years old. She'd have no idea why she was there. Nor, for that matter, would Andrew. Nancy steeled herself. "Is Andrew in?"
"Down in the drawing room, dear, with a paper. He's finished his rounds with Dr. Barker now."
Andrew was a junior doctor and exempt from army service. Nancy headed down the corridor, her cheeks hot and heart thumping. Of course, Hamish and Hector, the two gun dogs, leapt up to greet her exactly as usual, and she had to fuss them. After all, none of this was their fault.
"Hello, Nance,"
Andrew said, standing up with a smile and approaching her with arms out for his usual kiss. She backed away.
"Keep your hands off me."
Her voice was tight and small. He frowned. He was wearing that brown cardigan she hated too.
"What's the matter?"
"Don't pretend you don't know. Audrey Hamilton is what's the matter."
His face took on a stiff expression.
"What's she got to do with anything?"
"Kitty McIntyre told me you've been seeing her."
"No, that's rubbish. We chat sometimes, like friends do."
"Don't lie to me, Andrew. I've just been with Kitty on the bus, and I know she's right. She saw you and Audrey kissing on Stirling High Street. And besides, I've been friends with Audrey since school, and the last few weeks she's been distinctly off with me."
"How could you?"
"I haven't done anything,"
he said bullishly.
"You'd believe Kitty over me."
"Audrey's my best friend."
"Or was."
Nancy found that her throat seemed to have closed, so it was hard to speak. She took a deep gulp of air.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?